Good afternoon. This is Eagle.
Hi, is this Alan?
This is us.
Well, this is Paul. I'm calling back here from Local Splash. I spoke with you and Rosetta, of course, regarding branding your business. We spoke in great detail yesterday. I did want to reach back out to you. I know you guys wanted to take a look at some things. I did send an email out to you. Were you guys able to take a look at that and kind of have that conversation?
Yeah, we're still working with that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we're still tossing that around.
Okay. So there's a couple of different options there. The one that I recommend is to include the Facebook ads. That's going to get your phone ringing even as we work to fix the situation with the Google reviews. You know, they're completely separate, but your website will attach to Facebook ads and you can start getting phone calls from people who might not even see those reviews. Of course, even if you don't go with that route, that local campaign or the one that has the Facebook ads, they'll both have us addressing those reviews, getting those reviews flagged and removed. But it's just a difference of $50, and you would get $100 of Facebook ads with that $249 package. I think that's the better way to go, something you can talk to Rosetta about. That's going to get your website in front of more eyes who wouldn't even know about those reviews that are not supposed to be attached to your account on Google. They'll just see your website and they'll call you directly. So it's going to get you phone calls and jobs even as we work to get those reviews removed from Google. I think that's a better option. I did include both of those options. I know that the budget might be a concern and there is a $50 difference between those two. But please do have another conversation and I'll definitely reach back out to you either later today or certainly before the end of the week. It's only midday Wednesday.
Yeah, and we were thinking that Facebook wasn't a good means of advertising for moving companies. So,
well, you'd be surprised. Social media has really caught on with the younger generation. You know, I know that a lot of the tried and true methods of advertising a business, you know, flyers and business cards, most people don't pay attention to those at all. Facebook is still a very popular way for people to go when they need any service, including moving services. So again, that's something that we would be able to do. I wouldn't want you to put all of your eggs in one basket, especially since right now that basket is, we'll call it contaminated with somebody else's reviews. And when someone sees your Google listing, right now they don't see your business in its accurate, true light. They're seeing it tainted by those reviews that are not even supposed to be attached to your account. So that is something that we definitely will take care of for you, get those reviews flagged, responded to, and removed. And, of course, yeah, you know, I still think that the Facebook is a good way to go because it's completely separate from Google, and it can get your phone ringing even as we're working on your Google listing. But like I said, either one is a good option. They both will have us fixing that issue with those reviews for you. But, I mean, Facebook is more popular than most of us know. I stopped using Facebook, I think it's been maybe 10 years now, and I've never looked back. For me, it's just a waste of my time, and I've got time. I only have so much time, and I've got so much to do every single day. I just don't have time to go on my Facebook page for any reason. But a lot of people are a lot different than I am. And a lot of people do use Facebook even when they're looking for a moving service. But like I said, if we're looking for budget-friendly, that would be the local option, not the option that I would recommend, especially with your service area. I would want to include some form of paid ad to get your business out there quickly, cover the Nashville and the surrounding area. I mean, you go about 30 miles or so. So expanding your reach, expanding your coverage, keeping it budget friendly, I think Facebook kind of ticks all the boxes for something like that. But again, you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do, what the budget allows, how much work you can take on, how far you really do want to go for every client. But that's exactly why I included both those options. But like I said, it's still pretty early in the week and even early in the day. I'll definitely try to follow up with you a little bit later on this week. I'll give you obviously another, you know, 24 hours or so to kind of, you know, consider your options and things like that. I mean, right now something has to be done. I know you're aware of that. You have a Google listing. You have an online presence. you know, people do get recommended to you by someone else, but when they look you up right now, unfortunately, they see almost half of your reviews are one-star reviews. Now, none of those one-star reviews are accurate or real reviews for your business. It's just kind of slipped through the cracks as far as Google sees it. They don't even understand, you know, Google didn't recognize right away without it being pointed out to them by someone who is a Google partner. It might never change. It might always be that way. And of course, that's negatively affecting your business when people see that half of your reviews are one star and they are saying some very unflattering things on those one star reviews. I would hate to have you lose business, even especially with people that get recommended to you and look for your business by name. So that's definitely something that we need to do. The more time that you wait on this, the more opportunities you miss out on. I mean, this, if there is such a thing as moving season, this is it. You know, people kind of hunker down a little bit during the winter time. If they don't have to move, they're not going to. But this is when people really do, you know, start over, whether it's planting their garden or replanting their feed in a different location. This is a great time for your moving company to be out there. Yeah. And like I said, you've got an online presence already. We have to clean it up. We have to get rid of the junk that's cluttering it so that it's a fresh start for you too. So yeah, I would like to
see that done first.
Well, yeah, and we can do that. You know, we can definitely go that route. The $199 is still an option for you guys, and it's definitely a little bit more budget-friendly. I just wanted to be upfront with you. I mean, obviously, getting that Google listing, getting those reviews that shouldn't be there removed, that is very important, possibly the most important thing. The local campaign without the Facebook ads might get you Nashville. It wouldn't necessarily get you the 30 miles surrounding it. So, you know, that's why I was mentioning a package that would still be budget-friendly but would cover your entire service area and cover it quickly.
We do more work in Franklin, Nashville.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. That's exactly correct. And those Facebook ads are very targeted. We target specific cities. We target specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And while maybe not everyone uses Facebook when they're looking for a moving company, all you need is one job from those Facebook ads. You're paying, you would be, a $50 difference from the local campaign and getting $100 of Facebook ads. It's only an extra $50. If you got one job even every few months from someone who found you on Facebook, that's more than worth doing, right? Just getting your website in front of more people. I mean, people will see it. People will, you know, pass on information to their friends. It's just a great way to expand your network. You've got a website for a reason. Getting it in front of the eyes of the people in your service area who may need your services or may be able to recommend you to someone who does, that's going to benefit you. I do think that platinum package with the Facebook ads is the better package for the needs of your business. But you have to do something. Even if it's just that local campaign, getting a Google Premier partner to call to the attention of Google directly that those reviews, those four or five reviews that are on your Google listing, should not be there because they're not intended for your company. Getting those reviews flagged, responded to, and removed, that's what needs to be done for your business to continue to get the jobs that it should. I mean, I know you're going to survive, but I mean, it's not about surviving. It's about thriving. And in a digital age where most people go online looking for the services that they need, right now you have an online presence that, I mean, it might be hurting you as much as it's helping you because of those reviews. So you guys really do need to move forward with at least that local campaign. I do want to reiterate that Facebook campaign, $50 more for $100 of Facebook ads, well worth the money. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. You would never be coming out of pocket for additional clicks. It would just be $2.49. That's the package that I recommend personally with my 12 years of experience here. But absolutely, you have to do at least that local campaign so that we can get those reviews removed for you. I'll give you guys a day or so. I'll follow up with you maybe towards the end of the day tomorrow.
I think we could go ahead and do the $199.
Uh-huh.
And just tumble that around for a month.
And then we can always work on if you wanted us to add the Facebook ads. Yeah, we can do that. We would definitely be able to do that. We could get that started today. I mean, we could have our technician, we call it a client interview, and it's just like it sounds. One of our experienced, expert, trained technicians will give you or even Rosetta a call. You spend about a half an hour talking about your services, your service area, mission statement. We kind of verify information off of the website and make sure we know what's unique about your company. That call takes about 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer. It could be with you and or your office manager. No matter what, though, we definitely want to get that going. I think either you or Rosetta would be very happy with the results. And if we add Facebook ads later on down the road, or even if we don't, getting those reviews removed, that's the most important thing that you guys can do for your business. You're trying to do the right thing. You've got a Google listing. You've got a great-looking website. And through no fault of your own, you know, we have this broker who is sending clients other company, and they're having a bad experience, and now they're writing reviews that unfortunately...
Actually, it's free.
Uh-huh.
It's actually free. So, and two of them, well, three is out of Florida, I think.
Okay.
And I know the two is out of Florida.
Right. And they're all fairly recent. So, I mean, like I said, we have experience working with Google's back-end team all day long, every day, and as a Google partner, that we've been part of that partnership program from the beginning of that program, which goes back about 9 years. That's designed to help businesses with their Google listings, help them to get a higher return on investment advertising through Google. So we work specifically with Google's team. I mean, even before the partnership program, we've been around since 2004 as an SEO company and digital marketing firm. We were working with Google's back-end team. Google actually recognized our experience, our expertise, our success with our clients, reached out to us when they were looking to form a partnership program to continue to help small and medium-sized businesses. Google may never expand to doing that on a personal level, meaning that they do have a division that deals with nationwide chains that have 100 locations or more, but for everything less than that, which is the vast majority of businesses, it falls to the responsibility of the Google Partnership Program. So we are part of that program. We can take really good care of you. Now, if either you or Rosetta are available for that client interview today, we can actually get things started today.
Okay. I can actually go through that with whomever from your outfit.
Okay. Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, it's just basic knowledge questions about your business. You know, how long you've been in business, how many employees you have. Most of it's not even for us to promote for your company, but everything has to be Google compliant, so that needs to be on record. But we will talk to you in detail about mission statement and slogan, if you want to be knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So we do take care of that in a follow-up call that we can schedule with you today. You don't have to be in front of a computer, like I said. So we can get started with that $199 campaign. At least that allows us to clean up those reviews on your behalf. I do definitely think down the road, and I'll reach out to you in a month or so to see about adding those Facebook ads. I think that is going to be a better option for you. We also do Google Ads, AdWords, pay-per-click, you know, the sponsored ads at the very top of the page. Those are just a little bit pricier. I mean, it's an extra $300 versus, you know, an extra $50 for you. Actually, I might be able to do it'd be like $449, so it'd be like an extra $300 or actually $250 above the $199, but that would have $300 of Google Ads. That's the minimum requirement for Google pay-per-clicks. So if you wanted to avoid the Facebook ads, you know, the Google pay-per-click would be another option for you. But again, like I said, it's a little bit pricier than the Facebook ads. But at least with this local campaign, we're going to clean up what's out there.
That would be in addition to
the
$249.
Well, actually, it could be. So I can't do a 149 on a local campaign. The best I could do, and it's been this way for about 3 years, the best I could do is 199. That would be the campaign that we're starting with. But when we're adding an ad component to it, I would basically be dropping the local from 199 to 149. So if we were doing Facebook ads on top of that, $100 of Facebook ads would be $249. If we were doing $300 of Google ads instead of Facebook ads, you'd be looking at $449. If we were to do them both, then it'd be $549. But like I said, the local campaign, just to get things going here, get things started and cleaned up, get those reviews removed, that would be $199 by itself right now. We can add $100 of Facebook ads. It would go up by just $50. We could add $300 of Google ads. It would go up by $250. So you get a $50 reduction in the local campaign when you add an ad component, whether it's Facebook or Google, or if you decide to do both.
Right. Right. And once we kind of get off the ground, we can kind of look at that.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a good way to go. And I can put it in my notes to give you a follow-up call with, you know, before the next month comes up, and then we'll see about adding. And you can always contact us, too, and that's fine. We can always add Google Ads, Facebook Ads, either or both. But let's go ahead and get that set up, the $199, that campaign that will help us get things started right away so that we can start removing those reviews, make it pretty easy. I mean, like I said, it's just kind of one of those things that falls through the cracks. I mean, Google is, you know, as giant as it is, there's cracks everywhere. They try to automate systems and things like that. They try to make it easier, but a lot of times those processes just mean that there are places and situations where things kind of hit snags. But as a Google Premier partner, we're used to snags. We're used to ironing out wrinkles and things like that. And when we call attention to something that our clients need to have fixed, Google pays attention. There's a reason they have a partnership program, and that reason is precisely to help businesses see a better return on investment with Google Ads. At this point, they just don't know that those reviews are there. And, you know, until we call that to their attention and we say, hey, these reviews are not meant for this company. And I did this just the other week. I think you heard me telling Rosetta that we had to help a business owner who's going through the same exact thing. Same things. Reviews meant for somebody else were on his Google listing. So we can do that for you, and I'm excited to get that going for you. Now, as far as doing the follow-up call with you, it takes about 30 or 40 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. We schedule by the hour. The next available, because that department takes a late lunch, we could do this afternoon. We could do either 3, 4, or 5 o'clock. Would you be available for any of those times? Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that time, for that particular call.
Right. Well, 3:30 will be fine.
Okay. So we'll schedule it for the 3 to 4 hour, and I will tell them,
okay.
Normally they'll try to jump on it right away, so it gets you right at the top of the hour a couple of minutes after. But if you're thinking that 3:30 might be better, it is a one-hour window.
Will work fine.
Okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 3 until 4 at 2 o'clock. You'll receive a reminder email to the email that we have on file, eaglemovingservice@gmail.com. That email is just to remind you that that follow-up call is going to be scheduled at, we said at 3 o'clock. We said 3 o'clock, right? 3 o'clock.
Three.
Got it. Okay, maybe schedule that. That's actually the only spot available for 3 o'clock. It opens up a little bit more towards the end of the day, which is actually unusual. Usually gets busy towards the end of the day first. But there is one spot still available at 3. If I am in between phone calls at 3 when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to them. Now, I do need to read a voice verification. Because we're Google partners, it's required of us. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, that you can pause it, that we are waiving your setup fee, that we're reducing the cost of the service as well. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any point in time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. Now, before I do that voice verification, how did you want to take care of that initial investment of just $199, MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you?
American Express.
American Express. Fine. And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
I believe it's both. I believe it's both.
Okay.
That's in there.
And it's Eagle Moving Service is the name of the company and how you want it branded, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm not sure if I ever did clarify, is the spelling of your name A-L-A-N or A-L-E-L-L-E-N?
A-L-L-E-N.
Okay, wanted to make sure. And then your last name is N-E-V-I-L-S?
Yes.
Okay. So I have Allen, A-L-L-E-N, and then your last name, N-E-V-I-L-S, the business name Eagle Moving Service. You said that was an American Express card. That should actually start with a 3. All American Express cards do. Allen, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. 37, 92, 62, 99, 57, 52, 010.
Okay. And the expiration month and year?
10/28.
10/2028. And then the 4 digits on the front of the card?
3-3-4.
Say that again, I'm sorry?
3-3-4.
3-3-4?
Yes.
Really? That's like the security code on the back of the American Express card?
Yes. Now, I do have 4 on the front.
4 on the front. That's the ones that I was familiar with and the ones that my system is expecting.
Okay. 8-0-6-1.
The first two?
8-0.
8-0-6-1. Gotcha.
6-1.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I had a little dental work then.
Oh, no, that's okay. I don't think it's you at all. There's just kind of like a muffled quality to the entire phone call. It's not you though. And then you said that was 8061, right? Not 8-8-0-1-6?
8061.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. And then what is the billing address of that card?
709 Misty Pine Circle.
Okay, you said 709, right?
Yes.
Was that Mystic? Like M-Y-S-T-I?
Misty.
Misty.
M-I-S-T-Y.
Uh-huh.
Pine, P-I-N-E.
Okay.
Circle.
And the zip code?
37211.
37211. Okay, perfect.
That's in Nashville.
Of course, yeah. So 709 Misty Pines Circle, 37211. Now,
yes.
I do need to get through the voice verification. Like I said, it's recorded, but do feel free to stop me if you have a question or need me to clarify my question. But it's actually pretty straightforward. Give me just a second then here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Alan, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline this service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Eagle Moving Service.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, okay. Alan, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Alan Neville's owner-operator.
Okay. You're the owner-operator. And then, Alan, as the owner-operator of Eagle Moving Service, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. And for the billing information that you did just provide, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I did want to ask you, because I did find there's a little bit of information out there for your website. Is it the one that kind of forwards to your website, thegreatguysmove.com? Or what is the domain of your active website right now?
It's Eagle Moving Service.
EagleMovingService.com?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought, because there's another one that forwards out there. That might have been set up a long time ago, but it forwards to the Eagle Moving Service.
Well, that, I saw that myself back about last week, maybe.
Okay.
That is another outfit there.
Got it. Okay.
And that's kind of what Google does.
Right.
And it had nothing to do with Eagle.
With you. And then I did want to ask you, because I'm actually trying to help my technician find out maybe where these reviews are coming from and what they're related to. There's an old address, and I don't know if that's associated with your business at all. 1628 Lebanon Pike. Was that ever an address associated with your business?
Yes.
Okay.
And that is, part of our, that's a correct address.
That is the correct address? Okay. For the business.
One. Right. That's one.
Okay. Do customers ever come to you, or everything is service based?
Are you talking about the?
Well, for like when, I mean, do all transactions with your customers take place over the phone, and then of course you go out to them, or do you don't have a storefront that people go to, right?
Yes, but they're. Everything is done over the phone.
Okay.
Because we don't do storage.
Right.
Or sale.
Right.
Or sale boxes.
Okay.
Or anything like that.
Got it.
So I think what you're referring to is people that have negative reviews that put those on there. They think that we are the people that they hire.
Right.
And so that's how they wind up, getting introduced to us.
Right. Okay.
Because they can't, the people that they hire are brokers.
Yes.
And those people don't answer their phone. Once they get their deposit Mm-hmm. And they turn it over to a contractor. They're through with them. So they move these people from other parts of the country into Tennessee.
Right.
So, and we've had them, some of them, to call us, not necessarily the ones that put their negative review on there, but others. And we've talked to them. They call us upset, want to know where the truck is.
Right.
And whether the truck is supposed to be in Tennessee on a certain delivery date is not there.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get in touch with anybody. I asked one, I said, do you have the number for the driver? Mm-hmm. And she said, no, I don't have it.
Okay.
And so she looked somebody up in Tennessee named Eagle, and that's how we get the call.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
And this is how stuff gets started. Now, we explained to them that we are not those people that you hire, and they're brokers, and so obviously those people don't wind up putting a bad review to us because we explained to them. One woman came from Texas, forget what place it was, somewhere down by Brownsville.
Okay.
And she came to Nashville, and the truck was supposed to meet her at the storage, and it was on a Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So the truck doesn't show up.
Oh, boy.
Nobody answered the phone. Mm-hmm. So she looks up a number here in Nashville on the Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Or get it off the website. And she calls us. And she wanna know where a truck is. And I said, well, who are you? And so we looked to see if there was anything on our schedule. Mm-hmm. No, it's not there. And we found out that she has hired this Eagle Moving Group out of Florida.
Got it.
And so...
And that's where those bad reviews are coming from, or they're from people
now,
that
now
are
she,
in
now she
Florida.
Didn't put... Yeah, she didn't put one on there because we had explained to her what was going on.
Right.
And she doesn't know that those people are brokers and they contracted her work out to another party.
Yeah. It wasn't even anything at all to do with you, but all she knew was it was Eagle Moving. And that's
Eagle
Eagle Moving Group. And they're based out of Florida as a broker. And then, of course, your Eagle Moving Services. So for someone who's moving into the Nashville area, looking to find out exactly what's going on where their property is, they're trying to find out. And it's initiating from the Eagle Moving Group moving into Nashville, but not anything at all to do with your business at all. So, I mean, that actually helps us because now we can kind of coordinate with Google. You know, this is where the reviews are initiating. It's from clients that are trying to use Eagle Moving Group moving into Nashville, mistaking your service, your Eagle Moving company, for that moving broker. That helps us out a lot, you know, and that's kind of what I was trying to find out is exactly the source of these reviews, but that's going to help us immediately and immensely.
Yeah, some of them have called and want to know where their refund is. Their deposit.
Right.
Obviously they counsel and And we've had several of those. So we explained to them that that is from the company out of Florida.
Right.
And so,
yeah,
you know, we just have had a lot of things going on like that.
I bet. And I mean, it's difficult and frustrating for you because on the one hand, I mean, you feel for these people. You obviously know that moving is a stressful situation regardless,
yeah,
under the best of situations. And then when something like this happens and you're getting call after call after call from people who are using Eagle Moving Group and having a bad experience, and it seems to be that's
yeah,
par for the course for them, and then unfortunately you're having to deal with it, and unfortunately it's also reflecting in reviews that should not be for your business because they're not your company and not a client of yours that had a bad experience,
yeah,
with you, just someone mistaking your name for the company they actually hired. So that helps us out immensely.
One of them is Eagle Moving Company.
Okay.
That's out of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And their broker. And we're Eagle Moving Service.
Right.
That's in Nashville.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a good basis for us to get these reviews removed, obviously, and that does help us out immensely. I did veer a little bit from the voice verification. I mean, obviously, you know, you are an authorized person to enter into this agreement. The card is in your name. You know, obviously we can,
yeah,
keep moving forward here. Now, the one thing that it does say is in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Now, we are going to do that NAPW audit to make sure that anything out there, name, address, phone number, website, make sure all of that information is accurate. We are going to work on getting those reviews removed for the ones that shouldn't be for your business. The reason I asked you about this, though, is, well, we wouldn't want you to pay someone for services we're already providing, and the important thing is it will always make sure that your business information is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you can't hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so that we can make sure that the information is accurate. Alan, that's fair enough, right?
Well, we're kind of skeptical because we've hired people before.
Right.
And
they
were with Google. And
yeah,
it didn't increase any work.
Right.
So, and of course that's because of bad reviews.
Right. Let me put it this way. We're going to do that audit. Like I said, I already got that process started, which was why I was asking you about the address. We want to make sure that any information that is out there is current. So we are going to do that audit. We do it in the beginning. We do it periodically. If anything new that you're aware of, anything new that comes up, if you're aware of someone that you would have hired who would create online content for your business, we ask that you let us know as soon as you can.
Oh, sure.
So that we can make sure the information that's already out there is accurate. Now,
sure,
with all
but
of the...
I don't think that we will.
That's the question. Well, that's actually the response that I prefer. Now, it's not like an exclusivity clause. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else. Of course, you will not need to hire someone else. We just want to make sure if there's anybody out there that might be making content that might not be consistent with the way we're branding your business. Yeah.
Right.
Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm able to apply here, again, that meant waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost of that basic pack or the pro package from $399 down to $199, with it being a month-to-month service, and of course, you can stop at any time, that this next part does read as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 2nd of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. That is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So that means no taxes, no fees. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, and all of the additional relevant directories. Now, it is a month-to-month service. Recurring billing will be on the 2nd of the month, and that same exact reduced rate, that $199, again, that will never go up on you unless I speak with you and you decide to add either Facebook ads or Google ads or both. Of course, until we have that conversation, it would bill on the 2nd of the month at exactly $199. As I mentioned, Alan, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. So, of course, that means you can stop at any time. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on. If you need to go on vacation, you could pause it if necessary seasonally. I don't think that would be the issue here. But all that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Alan, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Alan, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yes, that'll be fine.
Okay. The toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. Alan, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day unless they receive the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they would follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information on your welcome email. In fact, most emails do have our client support information on there. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will, in fact, be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, you'll also receive that link by a direct text message. Alan, when you receive either the automated email or the text message, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. We do have your client interview scheduled for today at 3 o'clock. Like I said, you'll receive a reminder email at 2 o'clock, and I will, in a minute, send you a calendar invite. Again, that calendar invite is really just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. One thing I did want to do here is just to add another layer of protection, a little bit of extra security. In fact, it is a security question, meaning if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Eagle Moving Service, whether it's you or Rosetta, we would maybe from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. More importantly, if you start getting phone calls a week from now, a month from now, or anywhere down the road from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they claim to be Google or Local Splash, of course they would know the answer to that security question. They would know the question itself unprompted. They would also know my name, which is Paul Gordon. And if they can't give you that information basically right away, then you should just politely end that phone call because it would not be us. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, Of course that wouldn't be us. You shouldn't entertain that call. Like I said, the voice verification is quite clear. It bills once a month on the second for exactly $199, and again, that rate will not go up on you unless we talk to you and you want to add an ad component. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Well, the city I was born in.
The city you're born in. And then what is the answer?
Franklin.
Franklin, okay. Mm-hmm. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set there.
Tennessee. Franklin, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? It looks like our system sent three emails. The one that you need to see now is the one that says local / initial invoice.
Okay.
So if you open that one up, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing local / your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here, for the terms of experience. Now, do you see those words, click here? It's on the local / initial invoice email. So one is a welcome email that has our client support information on there. The other one mm-hmm. is just action needed pictures for your Google verification. And of course, it's pretty self-explanatory. You or Rosetta can send us any images on there. It doesn't have to be everything on that list. You know, obviously there's not like a storefront so that you don't have to send us that, but you know, photos of the trucks or anything, you know, business card, that type of thing. But did you happen to see the one that says local / initial invoice?
Yeah, I'm not getting it here. I probably could get it.
So it's being sent the 615-915-8649, is that a cell phone or a landline?
That's a cell phone.
Okay. Yeah. So you should, that's our contact phone number here. So you should get text messages for that. And then the email is eaglemovingservice@gmail.com. So
yeah.
the emails are being sent to that email, and they also, or at least the local / initial invoice email, triggers a text message as well. So you should have received either that email or the text, or both.
Okay. Yeah, once I hang up, I can get it.
Okay. So just a quick heads up, and we do request that you complete that before your client interview, because it does a few things. It lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee. It will also allow us to do the initial MapW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. And it allows us to expedite the process of getting those reviews flagged and removed. So it's an important step in the process. When you open that up, it's going to ask you to click on a few boxes, one that you authorize to send, that we send you if we need to, SMS or text messages, one that you authorize that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, the other that you agree and understand that it's recurring billing, and of course, we would want you to type in your first and last name and hit submit. So it will make a lot more sense to you when you see it. If you are on your smartphone, you may need to turn your phone sideways to see that confirmed signature. It's a longer box that's orangish colored. Mm-hmm. But once you do that, it does let us get the process started even before we do your client interview. So it's an important step in the process. If you're not able to access that while on this phone call, please do look for that email or text as soon as we hang up here. But okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. It's just for your records. And again, that's just to remind you that you do have that client interview in that 3 o'clock hour. And this is the number that we will be calling, correct?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. I'm excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting those reviews removed. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing. I will also reach back out to you before the month is over to find out if you're wanting to move forward with adding either Google Ads or Facebook Ads or both. But our technician will call you in a couple hours here at 3 o'clock. I do hope that I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you. I certainly would like to say a quick hello to you. All right. Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate your kindness and patience in taking this call. You take care. We'll talk to you in a couple of hours.
Okay. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, too. Thanks a lot.
It.
Absolutely, Alan. You take care. Thank you, sir.
Thanks,
Dan. Bye-bye.